can our brain hurt to have any of those no can't tell if the word goes from right to left, if the left to left to right, if it reads in Hebrew or Greek, Latin or English. There's just way too many words. And yet, when it comes time to put our own thoughts into words, it seems like there's never enough. Like all the words in the world could never say what we want them to. And so we have to ask the question. Is it all worth it? Is all our work with words ever going to pay off? Or are we just stuck in the exercise of futility? And the futility of words. And so today, with less than 2 weeks left, we come to tell. With our heads busting, with all the burdens and obligations of our word-laden world of seminary life, we come to chapter looking for another word, a word from God, to give some semblance of peace, order, and meaning to our word-laden lives. Unfortunately, at first glance, our text doesn't seem to give us that meaning and that peace. Because if you look at it, just at a glance, we see a man named Simon, who has worked all through the night with nothing to show for. And as he's cleaning his nets, what should have happened if this particular preacher comes up to him and sort of passed away from shore? I've been a preacher. And after sitting there for hours, what does Simon have left but an even more daunting task to which he has absolutely no strength? Once again, Jesus does the unthinkable. For he does not leave Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. And by a single word, that same word that taught the truth, Jesus now restored time. By that single word, he wiped away the sinfulness. Take away his unworthiness and declare him worthy. By that word, Jesus transformed this man named Simon from a fisher of fish into a servant of God who was fit for people. Having restored Simon, Jesus calls him to a task. Another thing for him to do, but that's okay. In fact, that's wonderful news for Simon and for us, because we know, just as Simon, that task is unlike any task. That task is a task that does not depend upon Simon or upon us, but it depends upon that word. That word that speaks and creates in us. Thank you.